The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, welcome along to the Racing Podcast from William Hill. Looking forward to the action on Tuesday, May the 30th. And of course, it is Derby week as well. So we're looking forward to some fantastic racing over the course of the next few days right here on William Hill's Racing Radio. I'm delighted to say that joining me in the studio to look forward to Tuesday is John Budden. Hi, John, you well?
Yeah, I'm very well indeed.
Derby week's always a fantastic week, isn't it?
Oh, tremendously exciting, yes. And, really building up nowadays. I was worried at one stage about changing the Derby date. Seems a long time ago now, but it really has worked.
Let's start off by talking about the Derby, John. We've been reading the Racing Post, and obviously everyone's gearing up for it on websites all around the racing community. Simple question to start off with. What wins?
Well, I think Cracksman will win. I think he's been prepared specifically for the race. That's an obvious sort of suggestion. But interesting that Connections took him to Epsom for the Derby trial there. And he did win in workmanlike style to show that he acted on the course. And the horse he beat was Pearmain. At the time, one didn't think much about it, Dee. But then, of course, when Pearmain goes out to win the Dante, you've got to think otherwise. KP, I know, is desperately keen on Cracksman. I think he's got a big, big chance. I quite like Eminent. I'm biased in favour of the Martin Mead horses. And I thought Eminent was tremendously impressive first time out at Newmarket. And he didn't have much of a run in the Guineas, but he was staying on. And if there was to be a shock, I thought Eminent might go well.
It's open, though, isn't it? I mean, I know, you know, you look at the post and lots of people are going for Cracksman. Best Solution's another one after the Lingfield Derby trial that people have been sweet on as well. But you could make cases for a few here, couldn't you?
You could indeed. And certainly, Best Solution was a very good winner at Lingfield. I don't think it's a great trial, though, as far as the stats are concerned. Then there's White Cliffs of Dover, isn't there? Yeah. I mean, you know, it's very open. But I do think Cracksman's had the preparation to win.
The Oaks on Friday, again, we'll be covering the meeting in its entirety on Racing Radio. Everyone's talking about Rhododendron after the Irish 1000 Guineas.
Yeah, and correctly so, I think. I mean, I was a Rhododendron man, although she was beaten at Newmarket in the 1000 Guineas. I didn't think she had a great deal of a run, and I thought she'd improve over the longer trip at Oaks. She's very able to cope with all kinds of going and ground, and winter winning so well, the Irish equivalent suggests the form is absolutely solidly. So I'm a Rhododendron man, and my Rhododendron's going very well at home.
Very good. That's as much of a sign as we need, I think. What about the Dash, John? Any strong feelings for that race?
Yes, Paul Midgley. His horses are coming very much into form at the moment. And obviously, he's got a great deal of chances. Desert Law is a horse who always goes well in the Dash at Epsom and ran very well at Musselburgh last time seen. But I like the horse Line of Reason of his, who was a bit unlucky earlier this week, last week now at York, Paul Mulrennan Road. And he admitted that the horse got into trouble at the crucial moment, but he thinks that Line of Reason is coming very much to peak form. So I think he's down at the right sort of weight now for Paul Midgley. Line of Reason by big chance. Kimberella would be the other. Loves this course, goes rarely fast from the gates. If he gets a decent draw, I think he's got a big, big chance. Richard Fahey now trains, having left Andy Nichols, who's retired, but Kimberella was a very good winner on All-Weather Champions Day at Lingfield, and he seems in great shape. So they would be my two, and I think I feel that Kimberella might be just that little bit more likely to win.
Yeah, interesting reading Paul Mulrennan in the post. When you've got a jockey who's been on board the horses so recently and he's talking them up so well. It's hard to ignore that, isn't it, really?
Well, I think it is, Ian. I'm talking through my pocket because I backed Line of Reason last week and you know, I thought to myself, it's coming to himself. And then he didn't get the run and I thought, oh dear, will he ever win Line of Reason? But I think he ran well. And Kimberella is my other and I just squeak for Kimberella.
Churchill grabbed the headlines, of course, as we gear up for Royal Ascot as well. Has anything caught your eye in particular for looking ahead to Royal Ascot, John, over the last week or so?
Yes, one thing in particular, and that was Mark Johnston's unraced filly. Well, she was unraced until she went to Catterick last week. Rebel Assault. Now, Colin Russell is a very sane and sage observer, and he never exaggerates. And he began his report on Catterick saying, it is very rare, if ever, that Royal Ascot runners and winners win at Catterick. But this filly Mark Johnston has trained and has won here in such impressive style, Rebel Assault, and goes to Ascot for the Queen Mary, has to be considered serious for the race. So Rebel Assault for Mark Johnston in the Queen Mary. And I did think Harry's Angel was immensely impressive last Saturday. And Clive Cox seems to have got his sprinters in grand form. And Harry's Angel surely has got to go well in the Commonwealth Cup.
Yes, it looks like Clive Cox is the man to follow at the moment. Let's have a look forward to Tuesday's racing, John. I know you've picked out some bets in four of the races, two at Redcar, one at Leicester, and one at Newton Abbott as well. So we'll go in chronological order and start off with the 2:30 at Redcar, the High Definition Racing UK Maiden Handicap. It's over a mile and five. 12 runners line up for this one, John. I know you've been looking at a few here. Nothing compares. Looks like probably we'll maybe head the market.
Yes, and it will be my selection, but we just mentioned one or two others. I thought Tenby 2 is interesting. Mick Shannon trains his horse, and Graham Lee rides. I emphasise that because Graham obviously had a very thin last year and appeared to have gone out of fashion completely. But if you look at the stats, you'll see that Graham Lee is winning races quite frequently at the moment, and he looks to be right back in top form. He rides this horse, Tenby 2, who finished fifth of nine at Salisbury last time out. Got to improve, but Graham Lee is certainly a jockey to bear in mind at the moment. Horridly named horse now, Dirty Randy. Can you imagine naming a horse like that? Ran second at Southall last time out. I think it's got to improve a bit to win this. Chris Fairhurst doesn't have many winners, but if he does, they tend to be on firm ground at Redcar, and Silver Gleam might run well for him, but nothing compares. Has to be the choice. Mark Johnston trains Franny Norton in the saddle. Now, Joe Fanning is still riding lots of winners for the Johnston stable, but Franny Norton also, he's getting on tremendously well with the Johnston horses over the past two seasons. He rides Nothing Compares, and I thought this horse ran pretty well when third at Beverley last time out over a similar trip. Dynamite was the winner. So Nothing Compares, the choice there.
Moving on to the 4 o'clock at Redcar, the Racing UK Inglorious HD. I get the feeling they're trying to plug this HD thing a little bit on Tuesday. Over five furlongs here, John. What's taking your fancy?
Well, there are two really who take my fancy here. Bathsheba is one of them. Nigel Tinkler trains Bathsheba, of course, and Bathsheba's been quite busy recently. Ran extremely well at Doncaster, where he has tended to run well in the past. That was on the penultimate. I thought had fair chance in a better class race than this at Redcar last time out, Lee, and finished in fact close up behind Accessible, and on the strength of that form's got to go well today. Rowan Scott rides, taking £5 off, used to be with Anne Duffield, now riding quite frequently for Keith Dalgleish and riding well, so I think his £5 could be important. Other horses in this race worth thinking about. First Bombardment, David O'Mara. Anything David trains has got to be considered. First Bombardment has been knocking at the door all season but has yet to win. And then we have Anne Duffield has a horse running here. Rosina, for the first time this season. Her horse is beginning to hit peak form. But I think it's Bathsheba and Desert Ace. Now, Desert Ace is a real rogue. He's now with Ian Jardine and has been for nearly two seasons. Has yet to win this season for Ian, but my goodness me, Ian Jardine has his team in such good shape. A double whammy won for him at Kelso on Sunday, and then on the flat, Nakita ran a tremendous race the day before. He really is an up-and-coming trainer, Ian Jardine, and Desert Ace, I thought, ran pretty decently, went fourth at Musselburgh behind Royal Brave last time, whereas Blinkers for the first time is the choice, Desert Ace.
The third selection of the afternoon card is at Leicester, 4.50, the Odeby Handicap. John, another one over five furlongs here, nine going to post, all being well. Which one are you going for?
Well, there are three or four, I think, who will be competing for this race. It's a very, very tricky and competitive heat. Senior Piccolo has been running very well recently without getting his nose in front. Was a perfectly good fourth last time out. And I just feel that that Doncaster race in which he ran, Kelmon won it, a wallet picker for Budden Kelmon. I always manage to avoid him when he wins and back him when he doesn't win. But Senior Piccolo was fourth there at Doncaster last time out. Bohemian Heights, trained by Robert Cowell. Anything trained by Robert in a sprint has got to be mentioned and has a definite chance. And then we have a very important one called Burton Wood, trained by Julie Camacho. Now, Judicial's done really well for Julia Camacho this season, and her horses are running really well. And I thought Burton Wood was a pretty decent second at Newcastle on the Tapita last time out. I think we'll make the transition to turf quite soundly, and as I say, Julia Camacho's horse is in good shape. Casterbridge might go well for Eric Alston in the same heat, but I go for Julia Camacho and Burton Wood.
Three afternoon meetings then, Redcap at Leicester and at Lingfield, and then we've got an evening jumps card at Newton Abbott and some all-weather action at Wolverhampton on Tuesday, as well as the second day of the May meeting at Ballinrobe. We're going to the jumps, John. The 6.50 at Newton Abbott is the Sean Dooners annual pilgrimage handicap hurdle, 2 mile two.
Yeah, it was a little bit disappointing. This is a Class 3 handicap hurdle, and I thought there would be more runners than six. I've got it down to 50%. Double Clever is the first one, Lee. Michael Blake trains this particular individual, and Harry Cobden. I have to say, he's got to be a star of the future, Harry Cobden. He rides with his head. He's neat, tidy, strong in the finish. Horses go for him. And I thought Doubly Clever got a good chance here on form. Ran a perfectly sound fourth at Etoxeter last time out and was fourth in a better race at Newbury before that. Could go well. Mr. Kit Kat, one of several entries from Evan Williams's yard, runs in this race and wasn't disgraced last time out. Was a second, but second at Worcester. And I always think Worcester form doesn't travel all that well. It looks as though Paul Nicholls should win this race with Volpone Gelois. This horse has been fettled up for a contest like this. Ran well on the flat at Salisbury last time out, finished second there quite recently, so will be fit, and it was a good second over hurdles at Taunton before that. I think Volpone Gelois is something of a good thing.
If you didn't have your notepad and your pen handy, let me run through those for you again. 2.30 at Redcar, John's selection is Nothing Compares. The 4 o'clock at Redcar, Desert Ace. The 4.50 at Leicester, Burton Wood. And as we just heard there, the 6.50 at Newton Abbott, Volpone Gelois. John, we're going for you. Pronounced it a lot better than me. John, thank you very much for your time. It's a pleasure doing the podcast with you. Obviously, the build-up to Epsom continues right through the week on the podcast and live in the studio on WilliamHillRadio.com. So whatever you're looking forward to this week, whether it's the Oaks, whether it's the Derby, whether it's the Dash, or just the Epsom magic itself, then you will miss nothing on William Hill's Racing Radio. Thanks again, John.
Thank you, Lee.
If you're having a bet on any of the action that we've discussed, very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.